Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Kay. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to see about filing an unemployment claim.
Okay, I just need your Social Security number.
Okay, 419-519-486.
And would you repeat that?
419-519-486.
And what's your name?
Michaela Johnson.
Is this your first time filing, Ms. Johnson?
Yes.
Okay. So the Social Security number that I have is 419-519-486. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. It should take us about 30 minutes for us to answer all the questions on the form. And
okay.
The first question is, let's see. Okay. Say your first name and then spell it for me.
Michaela Johnson, M-A-K-A-Y-L-A. J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Okay. Okay. So your first name is Michaela, and it's spelled M-A-K-A-L-Y-A. Is that correct?
No, it's M-A-K-A-Y-L-A.
Okay, Y-L-A. Okay, so it's M-A-K-A-Y-L-A, that's correct?
Mm-hmm.
And your last name is Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your date of birth?
April 6, 2000.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
Okay. And what's your mother's maiden name?
It's Floyd.
I'm having a little difficulty hearing you.
My mother's maiden name is Floyd.
F-L-Y-O-D?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a driver's license?
I have a permit.
Okay. So do you have a Alabama non-driver's ID?
Yes.
Okay. What's that non-driver's ID number?
Let's get that information. It's 102-44111.
Okay, so that number was 102-44111.
No, it's not a zero at the end.
Okay.
It's just 01. Oh, so you already have it?
Yes, I do. 1024-4111, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. after you approve for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
The card.
Okay. I'm going to read you the disclosure statement for the card. It says, you have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan-colored Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid due date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Commercial Bank. Commercial charges no monthly fee, no purchase fee, a zero in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls, and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Commercial Bank charges two other types of fees. They are card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee, including ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lowered depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to assess your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be assessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and condition for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid card?
Yes.
Okay.
And I also wanted to ask you, when you asked was I disabled, was that for the reason why I'm not working? Mm. Or was that just...
No, that's just your personal opinion.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So what's your mailing address?
2550 Genoa, Genoa, and then Way, Way, Birmingham, Alabama, 35243.
Okay. Okay, so your mailing address is 2550 Genoa, Genoa, then Way, Way, Birmingham,
mm-hmm.
Alabama, 35243. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Is 251-244-0812 a good contact number for you?
Yes. And for the address changing in a year, no, ma'am. It's the same address. I got my year mixed up because last year, if I would have filed, it would have been an address change. So this is the same one I've had last year.
Okay, no problem. And that address was 2550 Genoa Way, Birmingham, Alabama, 35243, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Do I have to add the apartment number on there for them to know or no?
Sometimes it will reach the correct person, sometimes not. And sometimes we don't have enough space to put it on there. So let me see if I can put it on there for you.
Okay.
All right. And what's the number?
It's apartment 108.
Okay. Okay, so it did add it. I had enough space.
Okay.
So it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. The first question, which of the following colleges have you attended? Colby Sawyer, Dabney, S. Lancaster, Parkland, Wayne State Technology. None of the above.
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 1997 Mercedes, 2001 Oldsmobile, 2004 Honda, 2006 Dodge. I have never been associated with any of these vehicles.
I have never been associated with any of the vehicles.
Which of the following cities has a current or a former association to you? Jasper, Hoover, Gadsden, Evergreen, none of the above.
Evergreen and Hoover. I can just pick one?
Yes.
Evergreen.
Okay. So did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And what was the last day that you worked?
It was, let me pull up my calendar, July the 22nd.
Okay. July 22nd of 2022?
Yes.
So since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
And why weren't you physically and mentally able to work?
Well, basically, I ended up coming down with a virus, and then also I have this foot injury, Morton's Neuroma, that I have to get injections in, so that causes me to not be able to stand on it for a long period of time. And the work setting that I work in, it requires a lot of standing and, you know, moving around, so I wasn't able to do all of that.
Okay, so now spell the foot ailment that you have.
Okay, Morton, M-O-R-T-O-N, and then it's the apostrophe S, and then NEUROMA.
Okay, Morton's Neuroma. And mm-hmm. when did you get the virus?
I got the virus on that Wednesday. So let me give you the date.
Prior
on
to
that.
The 22nd?
Yes.
Okay.
So that will be the 20th, July 20th.
Okay. Okay. I just have to type that in there. It'll be a few minutes.
Okay.
So does this foot ailment flare up, or is it something that you can control?
It flares up, and normally I would have to get an injection
okay.
in it for it to calm down, but it's basically okay. like a swollen nerve.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So have you gotten your injection?
I haven't gotten my injection for the month. I'm currently trying to get insurance.
Okay.
And so it requires one injection, I think it's every 2 months.
Okay.
But I'm in a new city now, so I haven't received my injection.
Sure, I understand. All right, so there are two other questions that's associated to this question, and because of what you told me, the answer would probably be no, but it says, are you currently registered? That's not it. It says, are you available to accept full-time work?
No.
And so then it says, in order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be seeking and willing to immediately accept full-time work. Benefits can be denied until such time the restrictions that would prevent you from returning to full-time work are removed. So there is a drop box where I can type the same thing that you just told me so
mm-hmm.
that they will have a reason. And then the other question related to that is, are you available for all shifts in your trade or occupation? So it's
so
basically
say,
asking you if you would be able to work morning, afternoons, and evenings. So if you say no, it's still a drop-down box, whereas you can give the reason why you would not be able to do that. Okay?
Okay. For that question where it says full-time.
Okay, I'm going to go back to that. I'm going to go back to it. I just have to type this in there first.
Okay.
I was trying to get all the related questions first.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So now it says, do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I don't work for myself. Is the last one just like basically working for someone?
It would mean that you were a CEO or COO for a business. You would have
no.
to be a corporate officer. Okay. Are you currently working on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you registered to attend school or training?
No.
Okay. All right. So, have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Hourly wage?
Mm-hmm. How much would you want to be paid per hour?
$16.50.
Okay.
That's what I was making at the company that I was working for.
Okay. And do you get work through a union?
No, ma'am. I don't know what that means.
Okay. So, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And as far as a union, just for your information, there are unions like for carpenters, bricklayers, specific electricians, things like that, that they join this union and that union helps them to find work. But they have dues that they have to pay. And they only allowed to work in a certain area, just for your information.
Okay.
All right. So what was your job title?
A shift lead.
Okay. And what did you do as a shift lead?
Basically open the store, count the money, do on-floor duty. We would have truck to come, unload truck, like recover the store, restock the shelves, photos.
Okay. So yeah. What company were you working for?
Walgreens.
Okay. Okay, so now I have to find a job description for your job title. Let's see. So is Walgreens under Walgreens or are they under another name? When you receive your paycheck or your bank statement, what name is on there?
Let me check.
Were you working in Birmingham?
Yes.
Okay.
It says Walgreens.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the address of the Walgreens you worked at?
Yeah. Hold on. Mm-hmm. 3150 Green Valley Road.
3150 Green Valley Road. Okay. So, in that 3150 Green Valley Road is Birmingham, Alabama?
Yes. 35243.
35243. And do you have a phone number for them?
Yes. 205-967-7483.
Okay. When did you start working for them?
I started I want to say the 11th. I don't remember what my paperwork said, but I know I haven't been there long.
The 11th of what month?
July. Let me, I probably can get the correct date.
Okay. In Walgreens, spelled W-A-L-G-R-E-N-S.
Oh, you said W-A-L-G-R-E-E-N-S?
Oh, it has two E's in it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, for some reason I thought it only had one. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, it has two.
Okay.
The date that I started. Okay, that was my pre-employment form. Do the day have to be, like, spot on? Because I'm not.
You can approximate it.
Okay, because I had got the letter on the 5th, because it says my start date was going to be the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up going, I went up there to do my paperwork on the 5th. So but I think the 11th is when they had my official start date. So I would just say July 11th.
July 11th of this year?
Yes.
I'm almost through. So have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Do you expect vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension?
No, ma'am.
And why are you not working for them? Are you still employed with them?
As far as I know, I think the manager reached out and was saying that she could possibly give me, what was it? What did she tell me? I think she was saying something about, it was about the days, you know, how many days that you can miss.
Mm-hmm.
But once I had got sick, and like I said, my foot, basically, I was just letting her know that it's a possibility that I won't be able to come back in due to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't receive disability or anything like that. So that's why I was trying to apply for the unemployment because, you know, I don't receive anything else.
Yeah.
And as of right now, I'm not able to stand up on the foot at all.
So how long is their probation period? Is it 30 days, 60 days, 90 days?
She never mentioned it, and I didn't see it in the policy. I just know that there's only 5 occurrences for missing days,
mm-hmm.
whatever your schedule. If it's 5 occurring days, they want you to take a leave. But I haven't missed 5 days yet. I only was scheduled for like a couple of days. And so I don't know their probation period.
Okay. So if you receive your foot injections and you were able to go back to work, do you think that you would be eligible for rehire?
No, ma'am. Okay. It's gotten worse than before, and I'm supposed to be seen so they can give me another consultation on what they think I should get done to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because now one injection, it seems to work only for 2 to 3 days, and then it's back, you know, in pain.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to get a consultation, and if they require surgery, then I will be out at least for a couple of months.
Okay. Okay. So do you want to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax? And basically what that means is when you work, they take out taxes. And so it's asking you, do you want them to take taxes out of your benefits or do you want to wait till the end of the year and report them?
And if I wait to the end of the year to report them, does that mean a greater amount would have to be paid back during taxes?
Not necessarily. It just means that you may end up paying the government back because mm-hmm. you haven't taken any taxes out.
Yes, I can just get taxes took out.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a 4-digit PIN number. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Okay.
It's 8600.
Okay. 8600.
Mm-hmm. The 86 is the last two numbers in your Social Security number, and the 00 is the last two numbers in your year of birth.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday at no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. So, Ms. Johnson, we have completed your unemployment claim. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process a claim. While mm-hmm. you're waiting on the results of the claim, it's two things that you should do.
Okay.
The first one is to visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you can log into their website at alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
You said Alabama Works?
Uh-huh. It's all one word, and Alabama is mm-hmm. spelled out, and works is with an S. So it's alabamaworks.alabama, spelled out again, .gov. And what you're going to do is just make sure that you have an updated resume online.
Okay.
Okay.
And would I have to keep putting it up there, or would that
only if something changes?
Okay.
Yeah. So the second thing that you're going to do is very important, and that's your weekly certification. So it's two ways that you can do that. You can go to our website, which is www.labor.alabama.gov, or you can call our 800 number, and that number is 800-752-7389. And so whichever one you choose, did you get the number?
Yes.
Okay. Whichever one you choose is going to ask you for your Social Security number. It's going to ask you for that four-digit PIN number I gave you and some other questions. So the first time you do that certification is going to be next week. And our weeks start on Sunday. They end on a Friday at 5 p.m. So you can choose any day from Sunday through Friday to do that certification. So when you do your first certification starting next week, you want to continue to do that once a week, each week, as long as you're trying to get benefits. Okay?
Okay.
If you don't do a certification, if you miss one, it's going to cancel the claim. You're going to have to start over.
Okay.
Okay, you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am. What's the website again?
Our website
where
you can do the certification is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay. And as far as the rules and everything, as far as like for the unemployment, you said I would get a booklet for it so I can.
Yeah, there's a booklet that's mailed out to you, and the booklet explains your rights and responsibilities. And if you don't receive it, you can call 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Well, I hope things work out for you, and I hope you have a good day, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.